Good evening, good evening, good evening. Here we are in this wonderful place where dreams come true, where life takes the turn that makes everything worthwhile. I'm Mr. Candle, and I've been traveling around the world talking to boys and girls everywhere as they're getting ready to close their eyes and dream the wonderful dreams. It's a great life, isn't it? It's a great life. And here you are, lying in your bed with your mommy and daddy here, and with all the world waiting to have you go to sleep and have the dreams that will make life a most lovely and fabulous experience. You know, you can say of yourself, I am the music maker. I was talking to a young lady this afternoon, and her name was Harmonica. And Harmonica sounds like a very unusual name for a girl, you must admit that. And Harmonica loved music. Now, you'd think, well, certainly Harmonica loved music, she'd have a harmonica to play the music on. But Harmonica didn't have a harmonica to play the music on. She played the music on her heart. And as she would walk around, she would look at the trees, and she'd look at the flowers. She'd look at all the beautiful things of nature, and while she looked, each one would play their own song to her. And their song would be so glorious and so beautiful that only she could hear it. And she was with her friends oftentimes, and she'd say, "Oh, that music is so wonderful." And her friends would say, "What music is that? I don't hear any music." And she'd say, "Well, I tell you, I can hear it, and I'd like you to hear it, so would you like to join me?" "Well, sure, why not?" And so she said to her friends, "Let's sit down here on the edge of the meadow." And as they sat there on the edge of the meadow, they looked out across the field, and they could see a gentle breeze moving among the grain, moving among the wheat, the golden wheat, all so beautiful, getting ready for harvest. And the wind would move this way, and then it'd move that way. And then all of a sudden, there was a sound. Moo! Moo! And she'd say, "Oh, the concert's about ready to begin. Did you hear that?" And her friend says, "Yeah, I heard a cow moo. What's that about a concert ready to begin?" And Harmonica said, "Well, just you listen now. You listen with me, and you'll hear it too." And then they all laid down on the grass there, and they looked up at the sky, and they saw the clouds dancing in the sky. And pretty soon, they heard a lovely sound. It was a whisper this way and a whisper that way. It was a song that was one that they'd never heard before. And Harmonica said, "You see, the song is always there. The music is always there. I listen to the music, and I hear the music. And because I listen and I hear it, it's for me." And some of the other children said, "Yeah, I can sort of hear it. I can sort of hear it." And Harmonica said, "Now, look at the clouds. See how each one sort of dances with the other, how they go along and merge with each other. They sort of become one with each other. They float right inside of the other. And then look at that. There's one coming out from behind the other one. Actually, it was at a different level, and then it didn't merge. It just was on a different level. But it looked like it was within. And can you hear the music?" And they all listened very closely. And they said, "I don't hear any music. I hear laughter. Ha, 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 ha." "Yes, that's the clouds dancing in joy, laughing, happy, as imaginative as they can be. They're so happy." And the other children began to say, "Yes, yes, yes, I can hear it too." And then again came the sound. Moo! Moo! Harmonica said, Now, again, the concert's ready to begin. Whenever the cow moves, whenever the cow sings, the clouds dance, the fields dance in the breeze, and the trees have their leaves all so glorious in color, getting ready to fall now, because it is the fall season of the year. The harvest is being ready to be cut. But listen. And they all listened very intently, their ears just open to hear any sound. And then they heard a little marimba sound, bling bling ding bling bling, bling 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 bling, bling 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 bling. What is that? They asked Harmonica. And she said, that's the wheat seeds touching each other and singing each other a wonderful song of love. That's the weed seeds singing. And then they heard a shum shum, shum shum, a rum patum patum, shum shum, shum shum, a rum patum patum. What is that sound? That's one of the frogs walking through the bush there. See him? See him? See him? He's hopping along there. That's not a frog. That's a toad. All right, so that's a toad. And he's going shroom, shroom, shroom patum patum. And he hops along. Oh, my goodness, there are so many sounds. But I don't hear it as music, one of the children said. No, you must make it music, Harmonica said. You must make it music by listening in your heart. Because the music is there. The music of nature, the music of God is there. Listen to it. And when you learn to listen to it, the music will sing for you and will speak to you and will feel so good. And little by little, the children listened and began to hear. They began to see that hearing wasn't only with their ears, it was with their eyes and with their heart. And they saw the clouds dancing in the sky, and they could think of the song that they were dancing to. They could think of the melody, the rhythm that they were moving to. And as they looked at the wheat grains, and they saw them gently moving back and forth, and sometimes a little swirl, and they could think the music, think the joy, think the dance that they were making. I want to hear the music that the flowers hear. I want to hear the music that the wheat hears. I want to hear the music that the clouds hear, one little boy said to Harmonica. And Harmonica said, Joseph, you are hearing it now. I can hear it. Now listen very closely. Not so hard. Don't strain so. Just listen closely. And so Joseph began to listen. And as he listened, he said, oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. That's my favorite tune they're playing. There it is. And pretty soon all the children relaxed, became at peace, and heard the music of the infinite right there before them. And then another sound rang out. It said, children, come home now. And they looked over toward their house, and they saw their mother standing on the porch saying that they should come home. And each one looked at the other and said, shall we tell mother? And they all said, not yet. Not yet. Let's come back many times, and let's learn to listen to the music. Let's believe in the music, because sometimes adults don't hear that. Yeah, I know, Joseph said. My mother was always telling me I'm hearing things that I don't hear. But I did hear them, I really do. But I sort of stopped telling her, and I sort of stopped hearing it, too. Oh, Joseph, don't stop, Harmonica said. Don't ever stop hearing the music of all, because it comes from your heart. Let it come out. Let it shine forth. And Joseph said, yes, I know. I know. And all the children stood up, and they each gave each other one big round of a hug. And they said to each other, I love you. And then they went to their homes. And Harmonica went to her home. And she didn't say anything about the music to her parents. She had told them once before, but they didn't quite understand what she was talking about. But she told me, I'm Mr. Candle. She told me that all the music in the world, the boys and girls can hear. And the mothers and daddies and the adults, they don't hear it because they've turned it off. And they turn down their CDs and their record players, and they turn down their radios and their boom boxes, and they listen to the outer music. But I listen to the inner music. I listen to the music of my heart. I listen to the music of my inner self. And I don't let anything disturb me. Nothing can take me away from the music within me. Well, boys, girls, here we are again. It's that time. It's a time to listen to the music within and cuddle into your bed and get ready for a good night's sleep. Stick your feet under the covers now. Take your teddy bear in your arm, and Mama and Daddy will tuck you in. Now reach out your arms to Mother and Dad and snuggle them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Come on now. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And now, you see out the door there? I can see him. Can you see him too? There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got all that pixie dust he's going to sprinkle all over. He is so sprinkly. He just sprinkles it everywhere. I bet he's going to get your mom and dad too. So here he comes. And he sprinkles his pixie dust. And he does get mom and dad. And I say, now go to sleep. Have wonderful dreams. Because that's what pixie dust does. It brings us beautiful golden dreams. And our life is so wonderful because of it. So, it's time for me to go now. This is Mr. Candle, and I'll see you another evening, telling you some other lovely stories that I hear along the way. Stories where little children have found that by listening within, the miracle of all life is theirs forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.